you and me together on a server with Minecraft Grand Theft Auto.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, OMG Chad. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today, I'm going to be covering a server that I've been playing on. It's an awful lot of fun. You may recognize it because I think Sundy and a few other like really huge YouTubers have been playing on it. Me and MK the Worst have also been playing it on my personal channel, and it's amazing. Minecraft GTA, Grand Theft Auto. Let's check it out. So first, when you join the server, absolutely do download the texture pack. It will help playing the. It'll help out when you play the game later. Go ahead and join a server. That's that first lobby, and then you're brought to a spawn town. Inside of this spawn town, other players will walk around. You have no fear. Other players should not be able to kill you. But inside of here, there's different stores. Oh, this is Le Parcours. Over here is where you can sell some of your bulk items if you have too many. Over here is the bank. The bank just... Oh, let me pick up some of these... the leather tunic. That's not, I don't really want that. Is where you can store some of your stuff. I'm just picking up all sorts of things. I'm going to pull out my iron and pull out, you know, just a few guns just in case I need them. Looks like let's pull out the shotgun shells and the pistol ammo. Let's go ahead and throw on our armor. Boop, boop, boop. There we go. Now, to join the GTA world where everyone is playing, you walk way down the line here and hit this button in the top. Now, the idea behind this server is that it is PvP, and other players are shooting other players, so be aware that you could die and lose all of the items that you have gathered. But throughout this entire server, there are different chests filled with different amounts of loot. So if I jump in here, we've got some leather, quick pork chop, we got a grandpa's shotgun. I see another chest. We got to run on over to it and open her up. Boop. Chain. Yeah, it's okay. Ooh, more pork chops. That's really good. I like going through the world and trying to find guns because, you know, you got to kill other people. And if you kill more people, you get more stuff. You can see over there on the side, the scoreboard, it has how many people are online, my balance, and this guy, I'm sorry. Boom! Boom, that's right! Ah, the police are after me! Okay, so I just right-clicked the gun that I was holding, and it fired my bullets. I currently have a shotgun equipped, so that was a big old spray of bullets, so if I fire it... Oh, shoot! Oh, gosh! They're still after me! I slowed down too much. You can also see my wanted level and kill streak. Whoa, over on the side. Oh gosh, I need food. I forgot that I need to eat to run away. After you see in the chat, it says you got away this time. That means that now the police are off my back and I can go back to being a hooligan again. And you can, once you, you know, kill someone, you can either gather their stuff or you can try to take their money. When you die, your money decreases, so it becomes a little bit harder to buy things. There are also throughout the world zombies and skeletons, and they have been reskinned to be various, you know, gang members. So you just kind of kill them and steal their money. I do not believe that the police come after you. One of the really great things about this server is just how detailed and intricate the entire server is. And it is huge. I have been walking around this thing for many days, and I am... there's a McDonald's. Let's go steal stuff at the McDonald's. I've been walking around. They're constantly building it out. I'm amazed at inside all of these buildings. There's stuff inside. It does not feel like an empty world at all. See if we can jump back here. Do you guys store any money back here? In the fry, this is the fry cookers. You got some ovens? Oh man, there's got to be the manager's office back here somewhere. Maybe. Nope, that's obviously not it. No. Oh, hey, look at that. Got some shotgun shells. Let's open this one up. Yeah, another one. I got a car. Okay, so let's go test out this car here. And all you have to do is walk outside. The car is just a reskinned mine cart. Let's get these out of here. Put the car down. And boop, boop. Yeah, that's right. GTA, stealing a car. And you move much faster. So this is a much easier way to get away from the police if you had accidentally... accidentally shot someone. I also have this low carb boost. I kind of want to test it out because I think that it's like nitrous or something. So, no, I'm not 100% certain that I know what to do with this. Well, huh. Whenever I die, I get it back. Maybe if I hover over it, it'll say something? No? Okay. I'm still not sure what that does yet. Inside of the game, there's also airstrikes, like carrier strikes. Of course, there's all sorts of different types of guns. You have bazookas, you have sniper rifles, you have automatic weapons and pistols and shotguns, of course. So there's so much to do on this server. I truly think that you should head on over and check it out. The IP address to play is play.gtamc.net. Thanks so much for watching this episode of OMG Craft. If you'd like to catch future episodes, make sure you subscribe at twit.tv/OMGCraft. If you want to have a tip, suggestion, a spotlight, something you want to send my way, if you are a map creator or a dev, hit me up at mail@omgcraft.com. And I also have a personal YouTube channel where we're not doing these episodes, but we're doing other fun stuff at youtube.com/OMGChad. That's me. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye.